Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Ranger fans, like it or not, we are still alive. So I thought that'd be a good song to play tonight. Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, March 31st, and we are here together with you again. Ranger fans, I have had an epiphany, and we're going to get right into it. We got six games left, and you know what? My time for negativity, I'm done. I'm going to get off Torts back. I'm going to get off the players back because I thought about it today, and I'm like, you know what? We got six games to go. We are 4 points out of a playoff spot. It is time to rally for the playoffs, Ranger fans. I want them in. There's no chance of getting a good draft pick, so you might as well throw that out the window. Let's get to the playoffs. I want them in. I don't care how they do it. Let's get there. The East, it stinks. And, yeah, I know the Rangers have been terrible most of the year, off and on. But I don't care anymore. We got six games to go. We got to get to the playoffs. Let's do what we got to do. They've got three out of the last four. They've picked up wins. They had a nice come-from-behind win last night out at that dump on Long Island. We had Ranger fans on TV who whooping it up on Madison Square Garden, including my partner, Eddie. And you know what? I'm getting off the negativity train for at least the next six games. When the season's over and it finally ends, then we can harp on all the bad stuff that happened this year. But for now, we got to get behind the Rangers. Let's go. Let's stand up, root them on. Like I said, they're 4 points out of a playoff spot. I think they can do it. Atlanta's not going to make the playoffs. They got too tough a schedule coming up. Boston's floundering. The Flyers are free-falling. The Rangers can grab this spot, and I want them to do it. I want them in the playoffs. I want playoff hockey. For better or worse, I'm a Ranger fan, and God damn it, it's time to stand up. I want this team in the playoffs. I'm going to get off Torts' back. I was on him pretty hard the other night. But you know what? It's time to rally the troops, circle the wagons, whatever we got to do. That's it. I'm done. Let me bring in Eddie. Eddie, good evening. Here we go.
Well, I got to say, I'm shocked. I didn't expect this. I didn't all this love and all this rah-rah stuff. You know, I agree with you. I mean, you know, it's funny, you know, we sit here and we're all in our individual worlds and we gather here, you know, twice a week and then all the fans here and we kind of commiserate and We call it a bitch fest sometimes. We sit here and bitch about this and that. But then you have an event like last night where you meet Ranger fans and everybody is just, you know, we're just so diehard and our love for the team, and you hate to see anybody disappointed. I can see you getting excited and listen, I'm not going to knock anybody who's positive about this team. I am still a little bit more reserved. They can beat the Islanders. That's what, you know, that Toronto loss is still sticking in my craw. And I know we got to look forward and not backwards, but the real loss that killed the Ranger fan and turned a lot of people to the negative side was, well, it was the Devil loss, and it was the Bruin loss. When we actually had a 4-point game at hand, when we had a chance to step up when Boston was really reeling and couldn't get the job done. But with that said, Atlanta's got a really tough schedule. Yes, I'm going to root for them. I mean, let's face it, what we feel and what we say really is not going to affect anything on the ice. But, you know, we're kind of in a weird place. You're right. They lose, they're not really going to get no difference in their draft pick. So we might as well, you know. And I'm rooting for them to make the playoffs. I told you a couple weeks ago, if there's a party, I want to be there. So the playoffs to me are a party. I don't care if we get kicked out in the first 10 minutes. At least we got to look around.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I understand that, you know, this is not a team that looks like it's capable of a deep run into the playoffs. I understand this has been one of the most disappointing, frustrating, terrible, uninspired seasons we've seen in a long time as Ranger fans. And let's face it, there have been a lot of them. But you know what? At this point, 6 games to go. There's no point in dwelling on it. Let's get into the playoffs, and let's just have some fun. You know, better to have loved than lost than never to have loved at all.
Well, yes. But I think every Ranger fan worth his salt or worth his merit or whatever they say knows that this team stinks. I mean, I don't want to bring down the mood, but I think we're all realists here. We know our team blows. I mean, we're horrible. I mean, you know, we're either 3 points into the play, you know, we're either 3 points from the bottom or we're like, you know, 4 points out of a playoff spot. It makes no sense. I mean, the Eastern Conference, terrible. And, no, but I mean, you're right. I mean, we're here. You know, we're here and we're, you know what, so we might as well just accept it and come out of the closet, so to speak, and just go full steam ahead.
And, you know, I was thinking about it. The whole, everybody keeps saying Eastern Conference stinks, and it does. But these things always come in cycles. You know, I mean, you know, I think we can all, at least those of us that are, you know, probably over the age of 30, 35, we can all remember there were some bad Ranger teams that managed to finish fourth in the Patrick division and still got into the playoffs. And a couple of those teams managed to get in and, you know, win a round. You know, we can't apologize for the rest of the East stinking. These things come in cycles in every sport. You know, you see it in football. The NFC is up. The AFC is down for years and years. And then the AFC is up and the NFC is down. It happens in baseball. It happens in all sports. These things will come in cycles. I mean, what was it? We all love to talk about 1994. Then the Devils have 115 points and didn't even win their division, right? They were a point behind the Rangers. I mean, you know, we can't apologize for the rest of the Eastern Division or the Eastern Conference. All I want to see is the Rangers, you know, continue to play the way they've played and get the wins. I mean, they haven't been pretty wins, but we'll take them and get into the playoffs. And I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it because I think Atlanta's going to fall off, and the Rangers and Boston both have a game at hand on Atlanta. Atlanta has to play the Capitals twice and the Penguins twice, And I know the Capitals, Emily's one of our regulars on Blue Shirt Band, made the argument last night, Capitals have nothing to play for. And I understand that, but it's not like football where you could take out your entire starting lineup and just sit them for a game. You know, okay, maybe they don't get the ice time they're used to, but, you know, the Capitals, they're still going to have all their big guys on the ice for at least a decent amount of time every game. It's not like they're just going to, you know, rest everybody. So, and the Penguins, you know, they're battling for a division, the division title with the Devils are back and forth. I think Atlanta's schedule is too tough. Boston also, I think, has to play the Capitals twice. The Rangers have those two games against the Flyers the last weekend of the season, and that might be for all the marbles. Well, the marbles being the eighth seed, but that might be for all the marbles, whatever those marbles may be. But I want them in the playoffs, and you know, I would circle, like I said, circle the wagons, and let's get them in.
Oh yeah, I mean, I you start talking like this, you pull me back in. Although I have to say, last night that was just great with the fans, and we got to meet so many people there, and it was just great. And you bring up some good points, and listen, we're here, and let's get in, and you know who cares who we play, but they, you know, part of me, it's just like I just feel like we don't deserve anything. You know, Jim, I know what does this say to the management if Torts, and we spent last week, I mean, we scorched Torts, and we blazed him up. I mean, he was burning. We roasted him. And what does this say to Dolan Vision, if, you know, Tortorella does get in the playoffs, and you know, Tortorella, you'll say, well, you know, I really didn't have the players. I'm strapped by the cap, and he still manages to make the playoffs. Does that mean that the people, the fans that want John Tortorella's tenure as coach to does that send the message that Tortorella's going to be here for a while? I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, in my opinion, and this is just based on what we've heard and what we've seen, you know, little bits and pieces of what we've seen, the things like the Larry Brooks incident, you know, the smaller extent, the Carpinello incident, and, you know, a little bit of what Andrew Gross told us, and just a few little bits and pieces we've heard here and there. I think it's more likely that the off-ice things doom John Tortorella more than the on-ice. More than the product on the ice. So I don't necessarily think that if the Rangers get into the playoffs as the eighth seed and you know, get bounced in the first or maybe the second round, I don't think that necessarily seals the deal that, you know, he's coming back if all these off-ice things that we've seen are really starting to become a mountain inside the walls of the Kremlin. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, if there's a lot of stuff going on, and you know, I think the players. I mean, again, all I've seen them beat is the Devils, and well, not the Devils, but I know they can beat the Islanders. The Islanders in that game after the first period, it was over. They laid down as far as I was concerned. I mean, the Rangers made, you know, of course, Blake Como. I'll let you make the joke there. Blake Como, the homosexual, he ties the, I mean, he gets his second goal. I love how it was his first two goals in 18 games. And
yeah.
Como scores. And, I mean, they made a little bit of noise there, but, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, there was one Islander fan at the Mulcahy thing, and if you saw it, they did a little bit in the beginning of the game with him. And he really was an Islander fan, that guy. And he was actually, I think after a couple of beers, he started getting kind of loud and talking. Anyway, it's got to be hard to be a Hempstead fan because, I mean, it is hard, first of all, because the team's got no prestige and nothing, no fan base, no arena, nothing. And, you know, but when at the trading deadline, when, like, they trade guys like Andy Sutton for draft picks. Now, I'm not saying Andy Sutton's a world beater, but, the guy's a capable defenseman. We'd surely take him on this New York Ranger team. And it's kind of saying to the players, you know, there's really, we're giving up. We have no, we're not going to try to make the playoffs. So I think at this time of the year, you get, as a player, you probably get dejected. Like, you know, I guess this is another rebuilding year. And I think the Islanders have packed it in. So I didn't want to get too crazy, but the Rangers got the job done. Just to go over the game a little bit, guy who we totally blew up on the last show was Jokinen. Who was I was saying how much of a dog he was, and then he comes up with a nice goal. So he assists. So you can go from dog to dog to hero pretty quick in our eyes. Once if you beat Dwayne Roloson, all of a sudden you give a four.
You go from the penthouse to the outhouse to the penthouse pretty quick on this show.
Yeah, I mean, really.
What was the mood like at that viewing party last night after the first period when they were down 2-0? What was the mood?
Well, you know how when they say when there's a wake and they said the viewing will be, 3 to 5, 7 to 9? Well, that's what kind of viewing it was. People were very solemn, very somber. I went around with the camera, and I asked a couple people about what they thought about the playoff chances, and they were all like, not a chance. We stink. Everybody was so down. Because, the mausoleum, and then even kind of a parody in itself. It was very down, like a funeral-like atmosphere. People liked being with other Ranger fans, but we've seen the same old crap. How do you not come out with any intensity? That was everybody's biggest gripe, is no sense of urgency. So I think that was sticking in people's craw at that point between the first and second.
Okay. We got a phone caller on the line. He's been holding since right before the show came on, right after the show came on. Calling from the Bunny Ranch in Paramus, New Jersey. Here is John from Paramus. John, how are you tonight?
How are you, Jim? How are you, Eddie?
How you doing, John? How's it going?
Let me just say this now. The mausoleum was smelling beautiful last night, fellas. The mausoleum was smelling beautiful.
What was beautiful?
The mausoleum was beautiful last night with that Ranger victory.
I don't know. Can that place be made beautiful? I mean, well, seriously.
No.
If you get a Ranger win for Steve Summers, you might be a beautiful man in there.
I think this is Steve Summers we're talking to.
It is Steve Summers. How are you, fellas?
Rangers in 7.
Rangers in 5. How
maybe,
are
maybe
you guys?
Maybe they play the Islanders in the first round.
Maybe before the Islanders, that's correct.
Maybe if the Islanders could win that tournament and get the AC, the two-week DeWang Invitational, maybe the Islanders could get in.
Please, DeWang Invitational. Give me a break.
Now, John, what do you think about Jim's opening? About he's ready, he's psyched, 6 games left, he's with them, he's rooting. Let's put it
this way. We have 2 games at home and 4 on the road. I think we have to win 3 out of the 6 to even remotely make the playoffs.
Okay.
And Atlanta needed to lose last night, and so did Boston for that reason. And I hate to say it, the Devils played their hearts out last night. I hate to say it, as a Rangers fan, the Devils got screwed out of so many calls, and pardon my French on that one.
Three out of six
won't do it. They need to be better than 3 out of 6. 3 out of 6 only gives them 6 points, which would put them at 84, and you got the Bruins at 82. So if you got the Rangers winning, going 3-3-3 the rest of the way and getting 6 points, then you basically need Boston to lose out.
That's what I'm hoping is going to happen, honestly. That's what I'm hoping is going to happen. Boston and Atlanta both lose out.
Why do I think the Flyers are going to be the... I know the Flyers are ahead of both those teams, but I feel like the Flyers just... Oh, they're terrible.
They are. They're horrible.
I just feel like they're going to be the ones to fall. But, you know, Jim, what's that Atlanta schedule? It's real tough, right?
Yeah, hold on. I'll pull up the exact schedule for you. Bear with me.
Eddie, how was Mulcahy's last night? How many people were there?
I don't know. Quite a lot. More than I thought there would be. It was pretty packed.
You look handsome. Did you? What? I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. You know, I like what you said. I looked handsome.
You looked handsome on TV when I saw you flexing the muscles. That was beautiful last night.
Yeah, well, there's a shot at the end of the game, man. I told you. You know how, like, you know, everybody's kind of self-conscious and all that. There's a shot at the end of the game where they kind of flash my gut, and holy cow, I look like a pregnant woman, like 9 months. I said, man, I gotta get on that treadmill tomorrow. If I'm going to be on TV, I got to start looking good.
Ed, you look good. Who are you kidding?
You look fantastic.
Thank
you. Get on the treadmill today?
I can throw the Ranger fans up on that one.
Yeah, I did.
You get into the treadmill? Get on the treadmill today?
I got to get on the wagon. It's ridiculous. Plus, I feel like I'm such a gift to Ranger fans that I got to be around forever. So,
Eddie, you're only 30 years old. Who are you kidding? Eddie, you're only 30.
I wish. You know, so, you know, I got to get on the wagon. I looked, I said, holy cow, who's that fat bastard on TV? It was me.
Oh, boy. Oh,
right.
Boy, Eddie. Don't sell yourself short.
Self-deprecating.
Let me run down the Thrasher schedule for you. You ready?
Please.
Give it to me.
All right. Tomorrow, Thrasher's at Washington.
So
Saturday,
that's a loss.
At Pittsburgh.
That's a loss.
Next Tuesday, home for the Devils.
That's a loss.
Next Friday, at Washington.
That's another loss. It's four losses right there. We got a 3 wins right there. There's six points right there.
And then their last game of the season at home against Pittsburgh.
Goodbye. They're out of the playoffs.
Now.
I hate to say it. Well, guys, when I was in Vegas last week, I put 2 weeks ago, I put money down on Phoenix to win the Stanley Cup.
Why don't you just throw your money at the top of the Bellagio?
What are the odds?
25-1.
Odds?
25-1.
Oh, come on. I don't know.
All right. Bruins. let's see. Tomorrow night at home for the Panthers.
That's probably a win in overtime.
Saturday in Toronto.
I'll give them a win.
Monday at Washington.
Still a loss.
Next Thursday, home for the Sabres.
That's a tough game.
Next Saturday, home for the Hurricanes.
That's another one. It's tough.
And then the last game of the season at Washington.
That's
so as much as we hate it, the funny thing is that Ranger fans are going to have to root for the Capitals so that the Rangers can get to the playoffs to play the Capitals.
Jim, I was rooting for the Devils to... Jim and Eddie, I was rooting for the Devils the past 2 games, and what happened? They blew both of them.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. It always seems that way. Whenever you root for these teams you hate, they never come through. And the Devils did it twice to us. It's a goddamn shame.
Yeah.
Excuse my French.
And I didn't see the Devil game. Did they really get screwed on calls last night?
What'd you say?
Did the Devils
get
screwed
said?
On? Yeah, that's what Chico said.
What
no,
did he say?
He's the dumbest man in America.
I know, but I really think they got screwed on a couple of calls though late in the game.
But wait a minute. What did he say? What did Chico say?
Oh, I don't know. I just said is John asked if they really got screwed by the refs. And I said, that what Chico said? Because, you know, I had to suffer for the Rangers-Devils game last... Oh, for the Rangers-Devils game last week, the only feed on center ice was the Devils feed. And he is the dumbest man in America. I mean, he is just he just rambles on and on and on. I mean, it's like listening to Harry Carey.
Was he that bad when he was doing Philly games back in the day?
I don't remember.
Chico, again, you know, he's off the rails, too. He's another mental case, but he's just I don't watch enough Devils games. I mean, he always defends Marty, no matter what. There's no goal that goes in past Brodeur that's Marty's fault. You know?
So he's like a John Sterling of the New Jersey Devils, then, correct?
Right. Yeah. Nothing. You know. But I've met Chico in person, and he's a great guy. So, for all that worth, he still could be the annoying announcer. I'm sure at least Sam Rosen is a nice guy.
Sam Rosen's a god.
Let's run down the Rangers. Let's run down the remaining six games for the Rangers. At Tampa Friday night.
Should be a win. They got Florida after that, I think, also.
At Florida Saturday night.
Should be a win.
At Buffalo Tuesday night.
That's probably going to be an overtime win or a shootout win.
Home for Toronto, and then the home and home with the Flyers.
I think we're going to win one of those two games against Philly. I think we're going to win three out of the four final games.
Now, normally I would say, John, maybe not your predictions, but you won quite a lot of money, I heard, over there in Vegas. We don't want the IRS to know about this, but you did pretty well, didn't you, John?
Yes, I did, sir. Yes, I did.
That's very good. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a $1,500 ticket right there. Let me just say that.
Nice. Like that.
Yes.
On a
$50 bet.
Nice.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All college basketball, fellas. All college basketball.
I don't know anything about that. But I'll tell you one thing. No, seriously, I know nothing about college basketball. Who's big
now?
Patrick
both.
Ewing?
Yeah.
Wayman Tisdale.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, I mean, so, John, what's the bottom line from you? You like Phoenix winning the Stanley Cup, or at least you've made a bet on that
I put money down only because of the year they've had. That's the only reason I put money down on them. I like what the organization's done with their team this year. They actually produced a good team this year. They put a good team on the ice.
That's true. Now, but I'm going to say this. Maybe you guys, if they did win the Stanley Cup, okay, and hey, granted, this is, you know, we're talking, you know, mental hospital admissions here right now. But if they did win the Stanley Cup, wouldn't that be the ultimate Cinderella story? I mean, it's things that they make movies about, a team that nobody wants. And then Gary Bettman at the end to give himself the Stanley Cup.
Exactly.
A team that still may have a new home next season.
No, but I heard Gary Bettman in the paper the other day say that he wasn't going to move the Coyotes next year.
Gary Bettman.
I read an article in the Bergen Record saying that he was not going to be moving the Coyotes next year.
Well, Gary Bettman is a midget vampire who doesn't come out during the day.
Exactly. And by the way, I want to plug this before I go, guys. I want the Winter Classic in Central Park next year. Rangers Habs or Rangers Devils. We got to promote this badly for next year.
Oh,
it cannot be the Ovechkin. It cannot be the Ovechkin Crosby show every year for the next 10 years or 15 years.
Yeah, well, you're gonna get Ovechkin and Crosby next year.
Yeah, all the Ranger fans will be protesting that one also. Are you kidding me? This is not right.
Yeah, let's get a grassroots movement. Where's Mike Zippo?
Exactly.
With the classic.
I'll do the next one. Are you kidding me? I'll do the next one. He's working for the management.
That's right. He's part.
That's right.
He's working for the man. And now we got John for Paramus now leading the charge. John, you take care, and thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Always love to hear the Steve Summers impersonation, and hope the good luck continues.
Eddie, to you and your family, have a happy and a healthy Easter, Jim, to yours and also. Have a good night, fellas, and good night to Radio Land.
Take care, my friend.
Thanks, John.
Man.
All right, the one and only John from the Bunny Ranch in Paramus.
I would say, John calls, I mean, I'll tell you, these people in this chat room are freaking vicious. They were attacking him in the beginning and all this, who gives a crap about Phoenix and the whole, they're a bunch of wolves in there.
Producers.
Holy cow. I mean, holy cannoli, they're crazy in there. Speaking of which, I want to get to this, Jim, and I'll let you continue on that. Last week, I didn't do the roll call. And I feel like I should do the roll call early. We'll get it out of the way. It kept me up all night. So,
go with it. I was actually thinking of that the other day. I'm like, boy, we didn't do the roll call the other night.
Yeah. And since we have such loyal listeners, and all you guys are goddamn great in your own ways, bringing what you do to this show, the sarcasm, the negativity, the positivity, the physicality. I hate when they use that word in sports. I'm not even sure that's a word. And it's true. You guys were right. I've always said that in Phoenix, talking about the Phoenix Coyotes is Radio Ambien. All right, now. Time for the roll call. Well, at the top of my screen is Bouchard Banner. Who the hell could that be? Jimmy the Jim Spielberg, who has taught his daughter to go, oh my, like George
oh my.
And she does a great
and she sings,
Adam from
and
Chicago.
She sings the goal song.
And sings the goal song the right way with the O's.
That's right.
And then
right.
Adam from Chicago, the sausage-eating, sausage-wearing. First, Adam from that came out completely wrong. Adam from Chi-Town, who thinks the Blackhawks are going in the tank. I hope not. I like the Blackhawks. My wife's from Chicago, so I like it. Then we got B23, Blue Paint. I have broken bread with this man. I'm sat and drank beers with this man, and I can tell you he's a Ranger fan of extraordinary magnitude and city hockey fever. What can be said about something that is kind of an enigma in the hockey world? He's from the city, he loves hockey, and he's got a fever. But I'll tell you one thing, he doesn't like talking about the Phoenix Coyotes. City Hockey Fever, welcome to the program, and Coochie Wally, a Ranger season ticket holder with probably the most ridiculous name of anybody in this chat room right now, and that's saying a lot. The man, I originally thought he used to say Coach Wally, but then Coochie Wally. Always remember, girls, protect the Coochie. And also, Coast of the Crazy Greek, who I was a little disappointed that he didn't come down to the Mulcahy's Love Fest, the Rangers loving. I needed some backup when that Islander fan gave me the finger. Where were you, Coaster? I know where you were. Not watching the Rangers because you turned it off after 2-0, you fair weather fan. And the great Eddie Johnstone, the man, the myth, the legend, Paul. Paul, I want to say I offered you chicken wings, and that should say something about how much I like you when I offer food to you. And then, Tony, Frosty99, our most dedicated listener, the Iron Man of the Blue Shirt Banner Radio World. He's been here for every broadcast, which means he's either totally insane or he's in jail. And Jackie Wamba. Henrik Lundqvist's side dish. Henrik Lundqvist's biggest fan, who actually will root for Henrik Lundqvist in Sweden over her home country of the United States. That's what I call loyalty. And then James at 17, one of my favorite programs in the 80s. No, James 17 from the Sunshine State in Florida, bringing you the best in Ranger commentary straight from the streets of Brooklyn where he grew up as a kid, as a diehard Ranger fan. Critical. His name sounds mean. His name sounds like he's a man of purpose. But what we found out over the past week, he's not very mean and he really doesn't have a purpose. Critical. A man, the soft-spoken man that sounds like Hal from, what was that movie there by Kubrick? 2001? Yes. And then Marcy Braverman. Oh, yes. Everybody loves Marcy Braverman. I go everywhere. Is Marcy Braverman here? Is Marcy? Oh, no. Well, let me tell you, this is like, Marcy Braverman is like, she's like the Puck Daddy of the draft. You remember with the draft and everyone's like, where's Puck Daddy? Where's Puck Daddy? Yes, Marcy Braverman, always solid, always opinionated. We love that. You got to love that. And then there's Ranger Dude 35. Zach the Whack, as we call it behind his back. That rhymes. That's almost like a Dr. Seuss. Zach the Whack behind his back. Zach is tweaked, he is ADD, and he's usually drunk, but we love that guy. He's a Ranger fan, going crazy every night, rooting his Rangers on. He likes to talk about, what was his quote last week, Jim? Everybody has.
Everybody's got a mental case.
Everybody's got a mental case. Zach, we love you. And then one of my favorite callers, Stan from Bayside. He's kind of the anti-me. He's very quiet, and then he zings you. He could come up with some classic, funny lines. I love it. Always love a quiet guy with a good sense of humor.
We could put together a highlight reel of Stan's statements. One of his best was Wade Redden. Wade Redden is a lamppost back there. That's what I always love.
I always love standing now. Last but not least on the Ranger Blue Shirt Banner Roll Call, the Anti-Woot. And let me explain to you people who are not familiar with the internet vocabulary. Woot is something you say when you're excited, like, yeah, or yeah, or yippee. This man is the anti. Oh my. He is the anti, which means that he is the anti-oh my, which I like. Anti-anything, I'm anti-everything. And what I'm mostly anti right now is anti-carbohydrates, because I really got to lose that gun. And there you go, the roll call, Jimmy the Gem Schmiedeberg.
Oh, well done.
I do Costa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, as always. But you know what's funny is that Andro popped in right after you got past him on the on the roll call. So if you want to say hi to him, I know he's a good friend of the show.
Andro SFL, let me tell you about this man, Andro from South Florida. From what I hear, Big Henrik Lundqvist fan, collects all kinds of Henrik memorabilia, a big guy in the hockey collecting world, big-time Ranger fan. You saw him. You met him in person, right, Jim, down in Florida?
Yep.
Andro,
nice guy. Good guy.
He's a good guy. He promotes the show even on, like, the hockey trading boards and stuff. So we love Andro. We like having you. And we love having you, and the fact that you spread the word, like all you guys do, chip in and spread the word about the show in this crazy little coffee clutch club we have called Blue Shirt Banner Radio, where all the psychos congregate, because let's face it, fans, we're all nuts if we're still going with this team. So
where everybody's got a mental case.
Everybody's got a mental case.
All right, so, the number to call, as always, 646-478-4692. We're going to get some calls from you guys tonight. There's a bunch of you we've never heard from, and some of you we haven't heard from in a while. So tonight would be a good night to call. One more time, 646-478-4692 is the phone number. So, and I want to know when you call in, I want to know if you're with me or against me as far as my opening speech goes for the last remainder of the season. We'd like to hear your thoughts. You want to call me up, tell me I'm crazy? Tell me I'm crazy. I've been called worse. I've been called worse today. I was called worse before my wife left for Walmart. She called me worse than crazy. But so I don't mind. James, no, I will not. I will still be in Arizona to answer your question. I will not be at the Florida game Saturday night. The Rangers will have to win that in a shootout without me. And I'm sure they will because they're going to the playoffs. I'm telling you, they're getting in. And we'll all be right here for better or worse. It's what makes us fans. What makes us who we are. It's the difference between Ranger fans and fans of Islander fans. You know, Islander fans, all they want to do is pick on the Rangers. Devil fans are the same way. That's their whole existence. They don't talk about their own team. All they want to do is spew their hatred for the Rangers. There is nothing an Islander fan could say about the Rangers that we won't say ourselves. They have no sense of humor, none whatsoever. And Devil fans have become, and excuse, like not all Yankee fans, but some Yankee fans, where all they want to do, no matter what the conversation is, they have to tell you how many world championships they have, how many cups you have. You talk to a Devil fan, oh, Devils didn't look so good last night. You know, they lost 5-1. Marty didn't look so good. Yeah, well, he's got his 3 cups. Well, what the hell has that got to do with anything?
Right.
It's just like a Yankee fan. Not all Yankee fans, but a lot of them. Yanks are in a slump. They've lost 5 in a row. Yeah, well, they got 26 world championships, or 27, whatever. I guess it's 27 now. 27 world championships. Who cares? Well, that's not what I'm asking you. That's not what I'm talking about. I know how many world championships the Yankees have. I know how many cups the Devils have. I know, and you hear it all the time on Ranger Crisis. Islander fans love to come on and tell you about their 4 cups. You know, 30 years ago.
I'm getting it today. I got more today from the Islander fans. I mean, you just lost to us. You think it would get through their thick skull. You really shouldn't be bragging after a loss and you're not making the playoffs again. And they're still coming at me. You know, but with the Yankee argument, I think that just anytime somebody steals the spotlight from them, like especially if the Mets callers start dominating, the Mets make a move, or there's some kind of Mets action going on. You know, when they call the FAN, they get jealous. They're not talking about the Yankees. So that's when they kind of rise up. And listen, whatever. But the hockey situation is totally different. The Devils and the Islanders are the redheaded stepchilds of New York hockey, New York, New Jersey hockey.
The little brothers, as I always call them.
Right, they're the little brothers. They're the stepbrothers. They're the expansion teams, for lack of a better word, even though the Devils were Kansas City or whatever. But still, the Rangers have been here for so long. They are Manhattan. They are New York. The Buffalo Sabre argument doesn't wash with me either. They're not a New York team. It's New York City. If there's anything, the little focus that is on hockey, if there's going to be focus, it's going to be on the Rangers. If it's the Today Show, they're asking a Ranger. If it's, whatever it is, they're not asking the Drylanders, the Hempstead Club, the Icelander, the Fish Sticks. Nobody cares.
The Wangers.
The Wangers, the Pangers, the Headbangers. They're not asking any of those idiots over there. Because number one, they are a Long Island team. They should belong on News 12. They belong on public access. They really don't deserve any press. Their fans have abandoned them. And I have heard every ridiculous argument by Islander fans why the Rangers sell out. It's all corporate. Well, New York City is a big city. They don't realize a lot of fans have season tickets from Jersey, Connecticut. Long Island, and they don't understand this. And yes, more than the Devil fans, they are fixated on the Rangers in an unhealthy way. They know their team is going to blow, so all they do is sit there and freaking root against the Rangers every game and talk about, oh, you overpaid for this guy. Yeah, I know. I know how bad my team is. I say it every night on this show. Ranger fans are aware of how bad we are. But there must be a Ranger fans that these people meet that actually say, come on, the Rangers are good. I mean, we understand in the grand scope of things, the Rangers are terrible. But, it's just, and you're right, the Devil fans, too, are getting that way, too. Because no matter what these teams do, they can't sell out their home buildings. How do you explain, if there's only Ranger fans in New York City, why we got more people in their buildings on the road games? How does that work? And so,
the Let's Go Rangers chant was, you heard it almost as well as you could hear it at the Garden last night. And same goes for the Pot Van Sucks chant. And, there's no atmosphere in that place from those fans. And like you said, they've abandoned them. There's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it. You know, I don't buy the fan base argument anymore. The Islanders have been around for, we're going on close to 40 years. Are you going to tell me they haven't had time to build up a fan base? I don't buy that argument. I don't buy it from the Devils either. They've been around almost 30.
Yeah. The Devils should have one because they've had a lot of success over the years. The Islanders basically had 4 years, 6 years of success pretty much, but 4 years of Stanley Cup, and that was it. They went from an expansion team, took their lumps, and then they won some Stanley Cups, and they haven't won jack since. And they continually not make the playoffs. That place is a dump. As Mandar said, every year instead of improving it, they slap a new coat of paint on that mausoleum and like say, hey, welcome back. And the Rock, I've heard, is a great building. And, it's a great building. But for some reason, I mean, you were a Jersey boy. Why can't they sell out?
I honestly don't know. I don't understand. I never really understood. They've built up at least from I haven't lived in Jersey in 10 years, but they've established a fan base in New Jersey, and they've been able to, they're to the point where there are second generation Devil fans now, and also a lot of Ranger fans that kind of became disgruntled or moved down to, moved away from the city, whatever. A lot of them became Ranger fans as well. So, they've got a base, but they've never been able to sell out the building. I don't know. Is it just that there's too many teams? Is three teams too many for the New York area? I don't know. I mean, the Devils almost moved to Nashville after they won their first cup. They were a short and curly away from moving to Nashville. The deal was done. I mean, Ranger fans, even though we hated seeing them win the cup, we were all laughing how, we making jokes how they were going to put the Stanley Cup on the top of a U-Haul and the parade was going to be, down the interstate to Nashville. I don't know. I've really never been able to understand why they've never been able to really draw night after night after night unless the Rangers are there.
Yeah, I don't get it because the Devils seem to be very classy. I mean, wouldn't you love to have an organization like that? I hate the Devils. I hate, I don't hate their fans, but, I dislike them during the hockey season. And, you've had an organization that's doing everything right year after year. You ride a goaltender for how many years? And what's going to happen now? And like they said, once Brodeur's gone, they'll find something else. So, enough trying to dissect the other idiots. We got our own problems, and like you said, we're coming down here to the stretch. Didn't know if you heard about this bit of Ranger news. You know, I'm always digging up these. Oh, yeah, this is big. You thought the Norwegian Hobbit news that I broke Monday was great? Oh, this is a big one.
Okay.
Rangers have signed. What?
The Norwegian Hobbit. I love that. He's got a nickname.
Yeah. Check him out. I'm posting it right here. The Norwegian Hobbit. That guy's going to rock the world. He had a great game against France in the Olympics. France. All right. Now, here's the deal. Rangers have signed a 22-year-old goaltender, college goaltender, a free agent, Cameron Talbot. Now, get this. Guess what university he played for? The Alabama Huntsville squad.
Whoa! You know, nobody's scouting Alabama hockey like the Rangers are.
That's right. Maybe it's Adam Rader's plan. It's coming to fruition. Put a scout in every city. I feel like we should have some Deliverance music playing. Hey, Cameron Talbot's probably a really good goalie. I think he's got a lot of upside.
Well, hey, at least you don't have to worry about him getting his teeth knocked out.
That's true. What are you saying? He's a hillbilly?
You started it.
So, now that we have Cameron Talbot in the fold, all is well. Next year, we know that Henrik will be safe. So add him together with the Norwegian Hobbit, who has not been signed by the Rangers. That's Zuccarello Aasen, 5617. I said that was my birth weight last week. Just going back to last night's game, and this is something that me and Eddie Johnstone in the chat room were talking about at the game. How bad are the Ranger line changes? They got called for another one last night. I mean, this is a direct result in this guy changing the lines every four. Nobody knows who they're playing with. I mean, serious. Right? I mean, come on. They got called for another one. It's a direct result from Fonzie's just overmanaging. I mean, you know, Fonzie's just crazy with these line changes. So
I'd say to Fonzie's work is never done.
Exactamundo.
Exactamundo, Fonzie.
We got to get off the coaches back. We got six games to go. We want to get in the playoffs, damn it.
Listen, we can still criticize him and root for the team. Now, speaking of Eddie Johnstone was telling me that he read somewhere that Tort said, maybe you guys confirm this. I didn't see it, but if Paul tells me something, I believe it, that apparently Fonzie said that Corey Locke was the key. And I was thinking, what could Corey Locke be the key of? I mean, what do you think? I didn't notice much from Corey Locke. What did you think? I mean, did you assess him? Was he even somebody that you could even assess? Did he play? I didn't notice him on the ice at all.
How do you assess a guy that has 4 minutes of ice time? That was the last I looked last night. Into the third period, he had 4 minutes of ice time. Let me see. Tortorella. Yeah, it was in the post on yesterday. Locke could be key for Rangers.
Well, I'm laughing at that. I'm also laughing at what Critical said, the key to first overall pick.
Not a chance.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Corey Locke's, if Frosty loves Corey Locke, I mean, seriously, he wants to see it get first line minutes. But, you know, Voros didn't play too bad, I thought, either. He got an assist on that one goal, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, Gabrick. Yeah. Keep together forever, they were saying last night in the chat.
And listen, but you know who I thought stunk the joint up? Prust. Why is he on the penalty killing? I know Callahan's hurt, you know, but this guy went from being like a third, fourth line guy on a good team, and now he's our penalty killer, and he took two bad penalties. He took two stupid penalties. So, but I like Brandon. I like him. Just saying he had a bad game. And Marcy's asking about Jokinen. Well, Marcy, I can tell you one thing. He scored last night, and if I adopt Jim's philosophy, the next six games matter. Well, starting last night mattered, so all is good with Jokinen. But if I had to assess his since his play as a Ranger, he is absolutely a dog. Takes too many penalties, and he's invisible a lot of times. So, but well, you know, we have the call. We got to play with the cards we were dealt with, so to speak. So that's my take on him. And so anyway, we got. I see some people talking about Rennie, you know, with the line changes. Again, Rennie was a guy who used to change the lines a lot, too, although he would keep the fourth line pretty much intact. Maybe it's just the Ranger players. Yeah, I mean, the people might have a good point there. It's the Ranger players are just not into the game. Now, we gotta kind of bring this to the forefront here. This win against the Islanders, if you would have told me that, you know, Avery and Callahan aren't playing any time against anyone, it'll be a tough test. And they did overcome that, Jim. I mean, Callie's a big part of this team.
Yeah, and so is Avery. And, you know, he always gets up for these rivalry games. And, you know, Avery, getting Avery healthy is going to be key for those last two games because, you know, I've said it 100 times. I don't think there's another team in the league that he annoys more than the Flyers. I think he's you go back and look at any game the Rangers have beaten the Flyers, and I guarantee you that in most of those games, Avery was a big part of the reason why. Let's see. We got phone calls. Yes, we have phone calls. Let's take phone call. We got 631. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this? Hello? 631? Nobody there. All right. Whoever that is, it's a regular, and I don't know where they went, but we'll try. Let's try this one. 201-248. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this? Hello? Eddie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're good. Just the phone calls
are.
Now I'm reading the anti-Woot saying Paulie D and his homie didn't think Avery and Callie were the best players. Who would that homie be?
Potsy.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess. Potsy, did you say? Oh, God.
Well, I was keeping with the Happy Days theme, that's all.
Oh, okay. Potsy. Oh, yeah.
We love Kotze.
Yeah, we love Kotze. We love Paulie, but how can they say Ryan Callahan's not one of their better players? I mean, you know, he scores, he hits. I mean, he's not a great player. He's a good player. The Rangers surely need him. I mean, I think they're a little. If that's what they've said, I think that's a little bit off the mark. Now Avery has been slumping, but if Avery comes to play and especially against that Islanders, that's a guy who gets under people's skin, makes you take bad penalties, gives you power plays, and I don't know what's going on. What's going on with that Blog Talk Radio? I mean, no, really, you got some callers here and they can't even come through. Blog Talk Radio, once again, you suck.
All right, we're going to try this again. Let's try this one more time. 631, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this? Hello? All right. Let's try. We got another call here. Skype call. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Guys, can you hear me?
Hey, it's Paul. It's Paul. How you doing?
See, all is not lost. We love you, Blog Talk Radio.
We're back in love with you.
That's right.
I have one thing to say, being we're talking about happy days. Sit on it, Tortorella. You're a nerd.
Guys, another Tortorella.
I don't have too much to say. I just wanted to call and wish you and everyone a very happy Easter, and to all my Jewish friends, a happy Passover, especially Marcy Braverman. Happy Passover.
Oh, well, Marcy Braverman, of course. Oh. I'm telling you, she's like the...
she's like the queen of all Jews.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
It's good to be the queen. I don't know what to say to that. That's ridiculous. But, yeah, Marcy seems to be the most popular person. She is the person people go to. What they go to for, I don't know. Maybe they want some range of knowledge, want to have rally organized. She's good at that. And she's got a long history of family Ranger fans, and we love that. Now, Paul, where do you feel and how do you feel about what Jim is thinking? Are you on board with him, or are you still hoping for a crash and burn?
Eddie, of course I'm rooting for this team. I mean, my whole life I'm rooting for this team. I want to see them get in. I just still don't think it's not going to happen. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm sitting there for the first round, or whether it be Washington or whoever they're playing, and I hope I am sitting there, but I just don't see it happening, you know? And let me tell you, they're going into Florida this weekend. Tampa Bay would love nothing but to stick it
right
to the Rangers, and especially, I told you the other day, someone sent me last fall, Tortorella took a lot of shots at a lot of the players there, Mike Smith, Steven Stamkos, the ownership. So don't think that may not be a blackboard material when they play them this weekend. It'll be very interesting. And when I find it, I'm going to email it to Eddie so you can see it, some of the quotes, what he said. But
good.
We'll just
I mean,
hopefully I'll be wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, and we're sitting there in 2 weeks at the Garden. But I don't know. I just have a bad. I told you about a month ago. I remember you asked me yes or no, and I don't know. I just have a bad feeling. I don't know. The team's just been so inconsistent all year, and every time we think they, we're going to turn the corner, it just didn't happen. They just didn't get to that next level. Now, granted, there's not many games left, and you just, whatever team goes on a roll here is going to get in. So, could we be that team and the other teams continue their spiral downwards, the Bruins and the Flyers? Well,
yeah. I mean, this team has given us no reason to think they're going to get in the playoffs. I mean, they can't win three games in a row, which I think they're going to have to if they're going to really make a legitimate shot at this, they're going to have to win three games in a row. It's a tough position. I mean, you just don't think it's going to be. Well, I mean, they give you no reason to make you think that they're going to make it. I mean, and I guess the point that I brought up before was that if they do make the playoffs, does this buy Tortorella some time with the Ranger management? He could say, well, I got this team that was really had a lot of problems, that mostly every guy we got in the offseason didn't work out. I would had rookie defensemen in there, and I still got this team to the playoffs. That would work against some, you're thinking where you want this guy out as soon as possible. I mean, does it, I'm sure that would bother you, being, you're a Fonzie hater at this point.
You know, just one other thing I feel a little uneasy with is that Henrik has been very leaky since the Olympics. I mean, you know, letting some bad goals in, if you know what I'm trying to say. And, you know, usually you see a game here or there, but, you know, he hasn't. And I hate to say it. I mean, we are where we are because of him right now at this point in the season. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say he's really the last couple weeks really been, you know, our go-to guy game in and game out. I mean, last night, thankfully, we were able to come back. But, you know, I mean, two of those three goals last night, you know, weren't exactly, how can I say it? You know,
we're accustomed to seeing Henrik stop those shots. I mean, that's what it really, when he's on his game and he's well-rested, well, we've never really actually seen him well-rested, but when he's on his game, yeah, I think mentally, when you have to play year after year down the stretch with no time to relax in order to get your team in the playoffs, it takes its toll. And I think it's taken its toll. It's just, again, we talked about it. I mean, it seems like we've been talking about this since last July when we started all this stuff, June and July, that we were looking for 20 games or 25 games. Maybe they can give him off. It just never happened. And then the Olympics, I mean, we've all been through it. So, yeah, he has been a little bit, and I think you termed it perfectly, leaky at certain times, but still, he'll still make the save that will keep you in the game, and I think he'll be there at the end. But yeah, the Rangers are going to have to step up the offense. So that's the story, I think, on that front. Jim, would you say he's been a little bit leaky?
Oh yeah, he's given up. He's undoubtedly given up some soft goals of late. But you know, we still got a few games. If he's going to turn it around for the playoffs, I'm curious to see if he'll get the night off against Florida on back to back nights. I don't know what's the right move. To give him a night off or. Or at this point, you just say, well, you know, if we don't play him, the season could be over in a week anyway. So I'm curious to see, when they spin the wheel of decision-making, what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see, I can't see them giving a rest. The way Tortorella presses, he was pressing these guys in game 20, no one got a rest off. I can't see, he's going... Torts wants to save his proverbial tuchus, and I think he's going to play everybody until they're dead to get in the playoffs. That's my my feeling on that.
Do we know how much ice time Erickson got last night? Did we have a final number?
Oh, you mean Methuselah?
Let
me tell you, Erickson's only 35. I saw him walking into the dressing room, Paul, and I swear, I mean, he looked like Father Time. I mean, this guy looked gold. I was like, I already got a nickname for him, Methuselah.
That
but
minute,
you know,
53 of ice time in the first period is, you know, stood right out. I could see why he's up with the major minutes this guy can log. He's a workhorse.
Well, he's got that Stanley Cup ring, Paul, and that's what matters.
True. That's a point. That's a good point.
I mean, you want those guys who haven't played in a professional game for a year to come up right up because they have a ring a couple of years ago.
Absolutely.
Rather than bring up the Corey Potters or the Bobby Sanguinettis or the young guys who have maybe hungry for the team. Sarcasm. But, you know, it's true. I would have loved to see some of the younger guys come up over and Anders Ericsson and NTB1 who has joined us. Just let us know that he had 7 minutes and 44 seconds of total on ice.
All right, well, that's a little bit more than I thought.
That's a little bit better than we thought. But, you know, again, he wasn't noticeable, but sometimes that's a good thing. And if you're going to break him in and back to the NHL, break him in against a minor league team like the Islanders. That's what I say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also straightened my friend out that wrote those terrible things yesterday. So Vinny was straightened out this morning as soon as I got up. So revenge.
Paul has a friend on Facebook, Vinny, who was just going off on the Rangers, and I guess Paul had the last laugh at the last night's debacle. And I still believe the Islanders laid down. They just, I don't know. The Rangers deserve to win the game, but the Islanders, I don't know.
Well, after the first period, something happened because they just, like, pulled the plug, the Islanders, you know, after.
I mean, the Rangers got three goals, what, unanswered in the second period? I mean,
yeah.
That's something that doesn't happen too often in Rangerland. Let's face it. Three goals in itself.
Well, yeah. Rolly, the goalie, had a bit of a meltdown in that second period, too. He was yelling and screaming at Prospel, and he had the broken stick, and he was yelling at it. He was yelling at his goaltender glove at one point. When all else fails, blame the glove. I'll give you a couple of quick scoring updates here. Buffalo over Florida, 6-2 in the third. Carolina over Montreal, 2-1 in the third. Tampa Bay over Pittsburgh, 2-0 at the end of two. Chicago over Minnesota, 1-0 in the second period. And Dallas over the Sharks, 2-1 in the first.
I'll tell you, that Buffalo team, they're really, you know, there's certain teams that I don't watch too much, but I always look at, you see how good Nashville is? They got some sick record. I can name four guys on Nashville. And yet they're playing well. I mean, who can name their goaltender right off the bat? Can anybody? I know. Pekka Rinne and the incomparable Dan Ellis.
Kelly Rudy.
Kelly Rudy. I mean, they're putting together a good team. I don't know how they do it.
You know what's amazing? The West Conference, the Western Conference, could have like six teams with 100 points.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I say, you know, we talk about the West is the best. The East is the least. But
yeah.
You do have,
you know,
some,
like
of the
I said,
premier
it
teams.
Comes, yeah, but it's, you know, these things are always, you know, they come in cycles. You know, in the 80s, there was, like I said, there was some years where the Rangers, you know, they got into the playoffs in the Patrick Division, you know, with horrible records, you know. Like 80, 81, they had 74 points and got into the playoffs. They had 30 wins and got into the playoffs. In 84, they had 26 wins and got into the playoffs. They were 26, I lost it now. What the hell? 26, 44, and 10. They had 62 points and got to the playoffs.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, man. I tell you. Now, yeah, I was just thinking, this came across my wacky mind. All right. Say Jim Schmiedeberg's wish comes true. The Rangers make the playoffs. How excited are you going to be playing the Capitals? First of all, I'm going to ask this to you, the chat room, and Paul. Your overall view of the Capitals, are they a better team than they were last year?
Are you asking me or are you asking Paul?
I'll ask you first. I think they are, but go ahead.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they're a better team than they were last year.
Because Theodore seems to have his act together. Now, I know the playoffs haven't started, but they got such secondary. You can just forget about, I mean, Backstrom and Ovechkin are awesome. But, you know, a lot of people say Malkin and Crosby, those are the good 1-2 punch. I love that Semin kid. That guy has a sick shot, a sick release. They got Mike Green, who can put the puck in the biscuit in the basket from the blue line. They got the incredible Tom Pody, one of the best defensemen.
Ranger killer.
Ranger killer, and he's shoving up the Rangers' asses, their fans' asses, every time he can. And in a way, I'm kind of happy for him because we ran him out of town on a rail just because he was tall and he didn't hit. And he didn't play all that well. But still, Baxter is a terrific playmaker. And what, they got Mike Knuble, who's another guy. I think that's a good addition. The guy hustles, he crashes the net, another former Ranger who we let go for a song. And I'll never forget my friend Darth Ranger, who's only been on the show a couple times. I don't think he's ever been on the Blue Shirt Banner show, but he goes, "Oh, Mouth, what do you like this Mike Knuble guy? I'm calling him Mike Knucklehead. If he's not 6'2", 6'3", I don't want him on my team." All right. So every time I see him, I call him Knucklehead. So this guy is like a 30-goal scorer every year. We could use a guy like that.
But in fairness, Knuble went to Boston when he left the Rangers, and he was in Boston for a couple of years before he really got his act together and became the player that he was. He was a late bloomer. I mean, you know, he wasn't one of these guys that the Rangers let go and he immediately, you know, became a 40-goal scorer. It did take him a couple of years to blossom, if you will.
Well, yeah, no, I agree there. I mean, I definitely agree. on the fourth lines, playing with, you know, Rob DeMaio and Bill Berg or whatever he's playing with, he really wasn't going to mature all that fast. But, yeah, you're right. It did take him a while. And I guess there, you know, that does happen from time to time. And with Mark Savard, we ran out of here, too. And so I kind of, looking at what I wrote down here before the show, and I wanted to, is Paul still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, guys.
Yeah, Paul, I wanted to ask you, what did you think about that Ranger event yesterday? I want to get your take on it.
We're in Mulcahy's last night.
In Mulcahy's, yeah.
Actually, I really hoping they do it again. I think it was a great time, and even though the turnout, even I thought, was a little bit more than I expected, if, you know, like mid-season, if things were going well, I mean, that place could really even, you know, double in the amount of people coming out. I think last night with all the, you know, with the weather the last few days and, you know, with where the Rangers are right now, even though we still have a chance, but, you know, I think maybe it turned some people off to traveling last night. But, I mean, I hope they do it again. And I think you said it earlier best, too, you know, just all Ranger fans in there just, you know, trying to believe still. And I mean, you saw we were down 2-0, and then when we started to come back, the goals, and, you know, everybody cheering, jumping up, high-fiving each other, Claude and Eva, you know, jumping
right,
up and down. It was great. You know, it was absolutely great. So, you know, I hope they do it again. I really do.
And
let me ask, I just want to ask a quick question. Was this a free event, right? This was just you didn't have to buy tickets for this?
Yeah, no,
the Foxwoods thing, right?
Yeah, no, it was no admission.
Okay.
It was no admission.
See, the Rangers need to do more stuff like that. And we're going to do something like that next year, too. I'm going to get my ass on playing.
So.
And we'll do some stuff like that. Live radio broadcasts from some dump in Long Island or something.
Yeah. And really, a dump in Long Island, really, it's one and the same. It's but you know, you're kind of being redundant there. But anyway, with Mulcahy's, which I think in the Rangers, everything was free. We wound up getting free beer left over from St. Patrick's Day. So I was like, okay, I'm down with that. They gave away hats. They gave away. They had a raffle. There was just some mysterious raffle that I don't know. I never saw it, but. A couple people won Chris Drury sticks, then I wasn't too disappointed. Even though you like to have a Ranger stick, but I don't want Chris Drury stick, I can tell you that much. You know, and it was really good. And the fans were crazy. And I think Paul got to see the Mouth in a very, I was very low key. Crazy.
You looked real low key when you were on TV.
Well, Jim, Eddie was the one when, at the post game, when they had a. Pete Stemkowski was talking to Scott Lasky. It was Eddie who started the Stemma chant when they were trying to interview him at the end, you know, recap the game, and Eddie got everyone going, stamma, stamma.
I had a good time. You know what? But I got to tell you, there was some controversy, which was brought up on this show about the Pots and Sucks chant. And they talked about it in the in-between period interviews at Mulcahy's about where Nikki and Gresh were when the hit happened on Nielsen by Potvin. It wasn't a dirty hit, I'm pretty sure. Even Nikki said it wasn't a dirty hit, and I know from what I've seen it wasn't a dirty hit. But, hey, listen, any reason to make fun of Dennis Potvin, what do, you know, come on, I'm in. But then, you know, I've changed my mind since. Well, Stemtowski was trying to be like Mr. Political Correctness. He was like, come on, it happened years ago. I'm friends with Al Arbor, and I think these Ranger fans are saying Potvin Cups. I was a little bit disappointed in that. I mean, listen, you got to hate the Rangers. I mean, you got to hate the Islanders. Don't go with this, didn't you think that was a little too, I don't know, I didn't like that statement from Stemmer.
Well, Gressner was very direct, so.
Yeah, I got that on film.
Yeah.
He said Potvin sucks like 6 times. And they're like, you sure you want to say that? Yes, Dennis Potvin sucks. I was like, Gresh is loyal. Gresh is telling it like it is. And Nikki was just like looking at Gresh like, oh, Gresh is, you know, he's just, his mouth is going here. So, and it was funny because after he said that, everybody in the place all went over to Gresh to talk to him now and, like, you know, because I think a lot of the people that were younger, and I don't know if they really kind of connected with those guys. Maybe it's just me, but, you know, me and Paul and actually me and Paul and a couple other older guys. You know, yeah, we're the senior citizens of the groups in our mid-40s, you know. So, you know, but it was good to see it and the fans going crazy and, it was good day. So I talked to Scott Lasky, and I don't know if you people are familiar with Scott, but he does all these Ranger events, and I want to hate the guy. I really don't want to like him. He's like a Guy Smiley type, you know. As soon as he's like, he talks normal, and as soon as the cameras are, he's like, hey, okay, we're here at the Ranger game. Oh, it's crazy. What a party. And then after the thing's over, he talks like a normal person. Kind of like myself, so why, it's kind of a self-hatred thing. But anyway, I asked him, I said, come on, you really want the Rangers to win? And he's like, well, I'll say what I can say. He goes, if my football team doesn't have a chance to win the Super Bowl, I want them to get the best draft pick. So even Scott Lasky is behind the, listen, you know, maybe they should miss the playoffs. But I he was a terrific guy. I know that Paul talked to him for a bit. And I talked to Nikki. I just asked him one thing. I asked him about the quote that he said on the Paulie D show where he said, Rennie wanted my players, but he didn't want me. And Nikki said, and when I told him about that, I really was interested in that. He said, you know, you know, I really went up to Sather after that. I said, what's the deal? So there was some kind of confrontation or some kind of words exchange between Glenn and Nick about that. I was trying to get Nick and Ron on the show, but they may be tied exclusively to the Paulie D program. We don't know yet. That seems to be.
Have to double what Paulie pays him.
It's true. In other news, Ron Lowe was mugged.
You know what? You put that up on your website, Ron Lowe was mugged, and I feel bad for him. I hope he's okay, but the guy's selling tools now. That was I had to laugh when I saw that. He's working as a tool salesman.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ron Lowe. I used to coach the Rangers and the Oilers. Would you like to buy these needle-nose pliers?
I needed to get Rem Murray and Mike Dunham in this lineup. Now I sell tools. Yeah, that was
Rem Murray.
One of my most hated Rangers of all time. because I think to get him, we gave up a draft pick that turned out to be Marek Zidlicky, who he didn't have too good of a career. We really could have used him on the power play for a lot of years, but who knows? But Ron Lowe, yeah, he got mugged on St. Patrick's Day, coming out of he's partying with Tim Hunter. Imagine how drunk those guys must have been. They must have been hammered. And I guess the Van Damme boys, what do they call them? The Van, what's that from Seinfeld? The
Van Buren boys?
The Van Buren boys mugged them. And he really got, it was serious injury. He got internal injuries from it and the whole thing. And, he was, but then when I read, like you did, Jim, I read that he was a tool salesman. I'm like, this is a tool salesman. Because I hated, I call him Ron Blow. I hated his teams. Oh, and that was really the Glenn Sather cronyism at its best. He just hired everybody from Edmonton and just got players from Edmonton. Oh, did I hate that team. Oh, 2 years of Ron Lowe, I think, too.
Yeah.
Well, speed of recovery, Ron. We love you.
Next week on the show, Ron Lowe. From his hospital bed.
Coast is just going crazy. Ron Lowe died. Get in the coffin. What the hell? What kind of show is this? I've been saying that every week now.
People?
What kind of show is this? So, hope Ron Lowe's better. What's that word, mugged? Isn't that kind of outdated?
Like the 70s? Like Masher?
Yeah, you cad. You Masher.
You Masher?
Yeah.
He's a Masher. Woo, a Masher. That's from Bugs Bunny. They used to say that all the time.
You cad, Masher. You rogue.
You never hear that anymore. Cat burglar? You never hear that one anymore either.
What?
You never hear cat burglar anymore, either.
Oh. I thought you said, turd burglar.
No, I did not.
All right. Anyway, let's get back
right,
to hockey.
Let me just say, you know, we started talking about infant stages of getting everyone together next year, and already I'm saying, oh, I'm not going out to Long Island. That's too far. Oh, I live 50 miles from the city. All right. So maybe what we'll do is we'll find a weekend where the Rangers have back-to-back games or something, and we'll do one night in Hoboken and then the next night Long Island or something. I don't know. We will try to appease as many of you as you can, as we can.
Because
we aim to please on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. We'll do one in Hoboken. We'll do one on Long Island. We'll do one in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We'll do one on Cape May. We'll do one in Hartford, Connecticut. It'll be a world tour. We'll get a bus.
So you want me to... I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. Let's end the show. I'm done.
You've had enough? Phone call if you want to get in, 646-478-4692. We got just about a half hour to go. Next week's schedule for the radio show, I don't know. We'll have to talk about it because the Rangers are playing Tuesday and Wednesday night of next week, and quite frankly, I heard enough shit about doing a show on Monday night that, I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Are people pissed off that we did a Monday night show?
I heard a few whispers, that's all. That's all I'm going to say.
You're lucky they get a show on Monday night.
not from listeners. Not from regular listeners.
Not from listeners, I get you.
And not from Paul, not from Paulie either. Let me say that. Not from Paulie.
Oh, okay. I wanted to say that I will be at the Toronto game at Madison Square Garden. I will be with the terrific, fabulous Jackie Lamba. I'm going to be her guest. And,
Miss September 1997.
Miss September 1997. Why don't we get D.B. Maven? D.B. Maven, call in here. Entertain me for 30 minutes. Do something.
We do have a phone call.
Oh, good.
Guys, listen, I'm going to hang up. It was nice talking to you. And like I said earlier, everyone, happy Easter or happy Passover, and have a great weekend, and I will speak to you guys next week.
Take
all right,
care,
Paul, you
Paul,
too. Take care.
Okay, guys. Paul. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. John in Viva Las Vegas here on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. What's going on?
What up?
What up?
What up, son?
So,
what's your take? Are you with me or are you against me? Are we going to rally the troops for the last six games? Are we getting into playoffs? Are we going to do this?
Well, yeah, I've actually sent over a package to the Rangers. It's full of steroids, Gatorade, 5-hour energy shots, whatever it would take for them to actually pull a full 60 minutes a night, you know? So I'm hoping they make it.
Gatorade.
Hey, it's got electrolytes. Hey, it helped the Florida college team back God knows when.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, listen, we'll take anything.
Pickle juice.
All right, yeah. Give us some of that, what you call those pop rocks and whatever.
Can't mix them with soda. Can't mix them with soda.
Right,
everybody
that's
knows
killed Mikey.
They killed Mikey from the Life commercials. Who's still alive, by the way? That's an urban legend.
Right. Right.
But
I had a question for you guys, and it's not to knock your show or anything like that, because you guys know that I call and I listen on a regular basis, never ask to come on, but I have a question. You guys always get some pretty good guests like Emil Francis, and you get guys that are, you know, from the 80s teams, 70s teams, and that's great because I love the stories they tell. Have you ever tried getting somebody a little bit more recent, maybe like, I'm sure it's typical, but maybe like Pat LaFontaine, maybe even Steve Larmer?
We had Pat LaFontaine.
Oh, it goes to show you how long I've been listening to the show.
Well, no, we did have Pat, and we've been trying to reconnect with him. He was promoting a, the New York City Marathon.
He was running the marathon.
One of my favorite charities, Childhood Obesity, he was running for. And we had him on, and he was great. He loves the Rangers. As a matter of fact, he was telling us a story about how when he retired, the Rangers threw him such a great retirement party, and that he loves being on with the Ranger event, and he intimated that he doesn't like the Islanders too much in the way that they have treated him. So,
And then we had the story about how he went to an Islanders game and they wouldn't let him sit with the alumni. I forget that whole story now, but we talked about it on the air at the time or right after we had him on. The Islanders wanted them to sit in the blogger box or something like that. They just kind of dismissed him, if you will. But anyway, we had Theo Fleury. We had Pat LaFontaine.
Well, no, I know you had Theo Fleury. I'd love it if you guys could get Fleury back on. After reading his book, I loved his book. Phenomenal. I love if you guys could get him back on.
It's a feel-good story.
It was.
We're going to try and get Theo back on, talk a little more hockey and a little less about the book.
I remember Dan Blackburn because I called in, I spoke with him. Yeah, really nice guy, great stories. Never really knew much about his injury, so it was cool when you guys had him on too.
What are you bitching about?
Well, no, I'm not.
What do you want, Marek Malik? What do you want, Sadis Ozilich?
No, oh good God, no. No, I'm just, no. Like I said, I wasn't trying to knock your show. You guys have very good guests on. All I'm saying is, do you guys ever try to get somebody a little bit more recent? I'm not expecting to have Mark Messier and Mike Richter on here talking.
No, I know what you're saying. I mean,
I come from a generation of watching the 90s and then today's Rangers. So those are the players I know more than, say, Emil Francis. That's the reason I ask.
Right, no, listen, I'm not going to get all over you like Jim is. I
no, but
right
Jim
now,
will.
Well, I'm his brother. I'm entitled. I got 26 years experience.
This is the way I feel. Right now, I am, and it's funny you mention this, because I sent out my, what you call it? my feelers, so to speak, out to some ex-Rangers, about 25, 30 of them. So I just sent them out today, and there are a lot of guys from the 90s and, you know, mostly the 85 to up to the, 2000 range. Because, you know, we can't get a hold of anybody in the Rangers clutches now. And, we're working on it. I just feel like right now it's playoff time. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, how bad the team is, how good the team is. And Frosty, I'm trying to get Bob Froese, but I think he's like some wacko religious freak now. I mean, not that religion is wacky, but I think he's just taking it a little bit too far.
He's a Bible humper.
I mean, you know, whatever works for anybody, that's great. But, and also you got Mike Hartman from the 94 team. I heard he's like some kind of new age guru or something. So I could have had him, but then I heard bad things about him. Like he's just going to talk about, you know, his guru stuff. So, you know, and plus, what could Mike Hartman really tell us? I was a black ace. Next. So, you know.
Next week on the show, Mike Dunham.
Rem Murray. So, yeah, we'll work on that. You have any suggestions? Well, I mean, like, who would you like to see?
Ron Lowe.
I can get
what were you talking to him about?
I don't know. I mean, like I suggested Steve Larmer.
How about Brian Trottier?
I reached out to Steve.
Oh, God. Yeah, Brian Trottier. Yeah, he's somebody I want to hear from. Yeah, I want to know where he's at right now.
Tom Rennie might want a job in the future.
Tom Rennie might want to be a co-star on the show.
Yeah, he might. I don't know. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. Eddie Johnstone, that's the guy. I'm sending out something for him, too. Valerie Kamensky is not a shit chance I ever get that dog in here. Willie Uber, I've asked him. And he wants to be called Wilhelm now. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. He wants to be known as Wilhelm. All of a sudden, he's got a real Neil Smith would be a good get. Because Neil's got a lot to say.
Yeah.
Have you tried to get Neil?
You know, we should, now that he's coaching the minor league hockey team, maybe he's a little more accessible. You know, at least we know where we can find him. It's somebody I can reach out to. Kelly Kissio as well. Same thing for him. But, you know, some of these guys too, you know, they are working hockey jobs, so they're in the middle of their season.
Yeah.
So, Eddie said this the other night. Once we get to the end of the season, whatever that is for the Rangers, we'll amp it up with the guests. Kelly Kissio is somebody else I wouldn't mind having on the show if we could track him down. There was somebody else I just thought of that. You've talked to James Patrick. We maybe get him on the show.
Yeah, James has actually called me, and he's, you know, he's an assistant on Buffalo, and he said he'd love to do the show, but I haven't been able to.
Isn't that where he ended his career? Didn't he play quite a few seasons with Buffalo?
Yeah, he did. And
I think that's where he retired from was Buffalo.
Yeah, but
and almost immediately went into an assistant role.
I know. He played for a long time. I mean, he really did.
He was a good player, though. He was good.
Yeah. I've had a lot of arguments with other Ranger fans about James Patrick. There is a contingent of the Blue Cedars who did not like him. I don't know why, but they expected him to be more than he was. And he was a very good defenseman, good playmaking skills. He wasn't great, you know. And obviously, if you hang around in this league till age 42 or whatever he was when he retired, you're pretty good. I see people mention Bookaboom. Bookaboom is coaching.
Really?
And he's coaching in juniors or the Western Hockey League.
I mean, I can understand it's difficult to get these guys. I understand that.
Well, you know what? It's funny when you tell them you do a radio show, because a lot of times I'll approach them and then you. okay, they're like, what station? And then you got to explain the internet, and then by that time, you've lost them. Because a lot of these guys are in their 50s, and they don't know what you're talking about, and they're overwhelmed at these events. So a lot of times when you go up to them, you know, they're like, yeah, yeah, you give them your card, and they're like, they forget, you know. But, you know,
like,
some
know
of them are really
while,
nice.
I know for a while Jim was trying to get Ron Greshner on. I'm sure that's
yeah,
even
more elusive, Ron Greshner.
I think Don
Ron Greshner. Got to meet him at the airport, had his card, and I lost it. Good God.
Oh, see, you were you could have been our conduit, our connect, our connection. Don Murdoch has been the one that me and him, we go at it on the phone all the time. Oh, Eddie, I missed your call. Sorry, Eddie. Like 10 times. I think Donnie might be snorting stuff, though. I don't know what's going on.
Do you
next
bring,
week,
Don Murdoch. Do you want to bring GB Maven on? Do you want to bring GB on?
No, Don. Well, if you can't have Don Murdoch, DB Maven is a perfect replacement. Bring this bastard on.
Well, DB Maven was caught in Toronto with drugs, wasn't he? Hold on. I'm having trouble with the switchboard.
Pop rock. Trying to smuggle pop rocks across the border.
I am having problems with the switchboard.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Trying to bring DB on. Hold on. Oh, my.
Wait. Bring me and Jackie on. Wow. Get Paul back in there, and you can have your little blue shirt band threesome. Oh, hey, ho.
I can't pull DB up. I can't access him on the switchboard.
Eddie Johnstone, right on. He said Jill Crotone. I'm trying to get him, too. And that's a name that none of these people are going to know. But he's a nutcase. So what's going on with the switchboard? What is going on here? What
he
kind of
up.
Third-grade program do you have me involved with?
Wait. He's redialing. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if he has. See, I can't do anything with the switchboard right now. Hold on. I have another idea. Oh, now he's on his VoIP. Nope. I can't pull him up.
You want
Blog
to
Talk Radio.
You want to relog and I'll hold the fort down?
Yeah. Let's try that.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll hold the fort down.
That's Ron Lowe calling in. All right, I'll be right back.
All right. Now, people are screaming about McTavish here, and isn't he involved in the World Championships? Isn't he Canada's coach? Messier's the GM? So I don't know if he'll be available. And John Newman says, I'm your hero. Listen, I'm nobody's hero. Listen, you know... I'm a celebrity, but I don't want to be a role model. I feel like Lady Gaga now. Lady Gaga. So McTavish is, he's doing something with the World Champion. And John Van Beesbrook, I've reached out to John.
Pat Verbeek.
I don't know. Pat Verbeek, another guy. You're naming some good guys. Yes. Ed Hospodar, no. I have not. I don't like Ed Hospodar.
You know who I also wouldn't mind? I mean, he wasn't on the Rangers long, but he was full of heart, Todd Harvey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was. He came to play every night. And after Todd Harvey, they had another guy, Andre something. Another small guy came to play every night. What was that guy's name? He was hurt all the time. One year.
Anders Hedberg?
No. Anders Hedberg. Well, I see you're back. Just to find a wife back.
I only heard part of what you said. So, okay. Switchboard working. Here's DB Maven. DB, welcome to the program.
DB who?
I don't know.
Who is Eddie talking about,
DB?
I don't think anybody knows.
I dialed in and out a couple of times just to see if I could help you reset things, so I missed it.
No, I just shut everything down and re-logged in. All right, Eddie, give me the description of this guy one more time. Let's see if we can come up with this.
All right, he's a small guy. He's like 5'11". I think he played with the Sharks. Then came to the Rangers. He was a winger. He was a guy that was a little chippy. He came to play very Todd Harvey-like, very, like, you know, a mucker. Came every night, and that was it. That's
did
all
he play,
I can really remember. Dark hair.
Did he play for the Rangers for an extended amount of time?
No. Like 1 year.
You're not talking about Andres Jampton, are you?
Who?
Okay, I guess not.
Andres Jampton?
I guess not.
I'll look it up. You guys...
He was the guy that the Rangers signed. Andreas Jampton. They signed him, and then he wound up, I think, going to the KHL or something like that. But he was with, I guess he's not the guy you're talking about.
That Adam from Chicago's got it. Petrovic.
Oh.
What was his first name?
Roberto. Robert, wasn't it? Robert Petrovic?
I'm gonna let me look this up. You guys shoot the shit. I gotta figure this out. It's gonna drive me crazy. He was like Petrovic, though. This guy too.
So
Andreas
Johansson. Wasn't Petrovic?
No, it wasn't. Was it Andreas Johansson?
Ronald Petrovic. That's what it was. Not Robert. Ronald.
That's not the guy I'm thinking of. I gotta figure this out. It's gonna drive me crazy. I'm coming crazy. So, DB Maven, are you following Jim's prescription?
Which one is that? I had to call in late because I had an appointment till like 9 o'clock, so I missed the first half of the show.
Oh,
I'll tell him, Jim.
Come on, Jim,
I said
hit
it.
Me.
I don't know if I could build up that energy again. I said at the beginning of the show that I'm for now until the end of the season, I am done with the negativity. We got 6 games left. We need 4 points out of the race, and it's time to just rally the troops and let's get into the playoffs for better or worse.
Gotcha. Okay,
that's
basically
the Reader's Digest version.
Joe sent you his special batch of Kool-Aid.
I had an epiphany, DB.
You had an epiphany?
I had an epiphany.
So this is the new epiphany Kool-Aid. I love it.
For the next 6 games.
For the next 6 games. Okay.
I'm going to focus on the positives.
Okay. I hear this all the time. People say, you know, man, you really need to be more positive. And I look them square in the eye, and I say, I'm positive. You're right. I'm absolutely positive. I'm just so positive that this team, if they get in the playoffs, is going to get swept. I'm absolutely positive of that. You're right.
Now, didn't you think going into the playoffs last year that they were going to get swept?
No, actually, I didn't. Not last year, I did not. I actually thought that they had an even odds chance of stealing that series last year. That's because I was paying a lot of attention to some of the Rangers bloggers out there. Not Blue Shirt Banner, but. You know, like Stan the Maven, and boy, did he steer me the wrong way. What a moron. Oh, my God.
he doesn't even write that blog.
I know.
Oh,
but,
really?
You know, I mean, it was pathetic. He's, they're going to sweep him. Wait a minute. What planet are you on? Come here. Come on. Give me a break. Now, I was actually disappointed because what I posted it somewhere today, and nobody caught the reference, or at least if it did, it was just way too subtle. I said that the Rangers are going to end up, in my opinion, they're going to end up 2 points behind Boston in 9th place, and that since they won't be in the playoffs, they'll be lottery eligible, and that in the lottery they will be the only team that moves down a spot, since you can move down one place. So instead of getting the 9th pick, they'll get the 10th pick, Atlanta will move up one spot. They'll get the ninth pick. They'll take Nino Niederreiter. Okay? We'll get screwed out of him.
We'll find out.
We'll get screwed out of Nino, okay, who will go on to be next year's Rookie of the Year.
Okay. How is this subtle? How is this a subtle reference?
No, no, no. In any way, shape, or form, how is this subtle?
Wait, no, the subtle is in the last part. And we will select an unknown Russian who in years to come will be known as the nickname U, as in the letter U, too.
U. Okay.
And nobody can, it's too subtle. It's just
was
way
too
subtle.
Was that appointment that you had to make today, a psychiatric one? This is a little crazy, my book, and that's saying something.
So you don't get the reference to you two?
I get it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you want to explain it to everybody else?
I don't know. So you just want them to fail. You're a negative Nelly. I'm a realist.
Oh, here we go. No, I'm a
you're
realist.
You're playing the realist card. Is that what you're playing?
I'm the
you're
voice
not gonna embrace
of
them.
Reason.
You're not gonna love them unconditionally like a mommy loves her baby. You're going to be Mr. Listen, my son's going to go to work. We're none of this coddling. I mean, is that what's going on here, DB? You're giving us tough love? Is that
the
what it's all about?
Reason. The voice of reason.
All right, well, I think
don't,
you're right.
I don't see them doing anything. I really don't.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I tend to go with you as much as I just bash you. I tend to go with you rather than Jim's epiphany. But listen, isn't there a party that wants to be at the party or you don't want to be at the party?
I would love to be at the party when they're capable of doing something in the party.
So you don't want to go there and be a wallflower for four games and get kicked out?
He doesn't want to show up at the party in a tuxedo and a pair of brown shoes, is what he's saying.
There you go. After you've stepped in something.
Yeah. Well, if the Rangers were at the party, it'd probably be a dress-up party where everybody had to be dressed up and we showed up looking like, you know, a hobo. That's probably what we would be like against the Capitals.
Either that or, you know, like, it would be a drag party and we'd be not in drag.
What the hell? Oh, man. I tell you, the last 10 minutes of this show goes places.
Adam from Chicago, if we had a prize to give away, Adam from Chicago would win it because he picked up my George Gobel references.
Man. That's a select
George Gobel made that tuxedo brown shoes joke on Johnny Carson one time, and Johnny damn near fell out of his chair laughing. And I've always loved that line. Do you ever get the feeling that the world is a tuxedo and you're a pair of brown shoes?
Well, so that's how the Rangers feel.
Well, you know, I got a question for Jim.
I got a question for Jim. So
yes,
a
sir.
Week ago, you said that they were going to run the table.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
A week and a half ago, they were going to run the table. Then when they lost the first two, you said, "Yeah, but I meant they were going to lose them all." So wait a minute. So now you flip flop back, you know, and you're saying they're going to run the rest of the table.
As co-host of this show, I reserve the right to change my opinion.
I mean,
I'm
looking at it from the standpoint that they're playing too well to get this high draft pick that that some Ranger fans covet. So at this point, with six games to go and the playoffs within their reach, I want them to I'm focusing on the positive. Let's get into the goddamn playoffs and start with a clean slate and a hot goaltender and ride it all the way to the cup.
Okay.
I got the
The Kool-Aid definitely works. There's no question. Whatever Joe's mixing up in that stuff, it's terrific. I got to get me some of that.
John Newman just said, who is George Goble?
listen. The guy's young. He's got a whole life ahead of him. He should know who George Goble is.
He's young. What am I, Anders Ericsson over here?
Close.
Well, you don't look like as old as Anders Ericsson. I guess my question is to Jim. Now, and this is a little disturbing because, Jim, when you said the Rangers are running the table, I thought you were just being sarcastic. Did you really think they were going to run the table?
He was being sarcastic, yes.
I was trying to... I was trying to inject some humor, some life, some fun. I'm trying to have fun with it. You know, people like to make predictions, and I just wanted to make a nice, bold prediction. I didn't want to be like, you know, some people that come on this show, they're going to go 4-8. And by the way, since you made the 4-8 prediction, Mr. DV Maven, I believe they've won at least 4 games, have they not?
No. They have won... 2-3-1 in overtime. They've won
that's three.
That's three
in my book. All right,
that's three.
Three.
Yeah, that's three.
All right, so you still got them going 1-5 the rest of the season.
I think it's possible to fulfill your prophecy. I think it's possible. I could end up losing that to Eddie, who said they would go 5-7.
With the New York Rangers, anything is possible.
This is exactly true. My prediction of a split with the Islanders got hosed because they won both of them.
That's right.
Yeah, I think I had that as a split, too. I thought that was
You had a split, too. We had the opposite split. You said they were going to lose at home to the Islanders and win on the island. They won both. I've got them losing to Tampa, Buffalo, Toronto, and splitting with Philly with a win in Florida. And I still think that's possible. I don't think they're going to beat Buffalo. I think that Tampa could beat them. And I think Toronto could beat them because Toronto already took them to overtime once.
Yeah, I think the Tampa game will be a telling game because, number one, like Paul brought up before, they've got, you know, he pissed off a lot of people over there, and wouldn't they love to shove it up his tuchus by beating him, by beating Fonzie?
Yeah, but the Rangers have beaten them pretty good the last couple of times they've played them.
Yeah, I know. And Tampa has a lot of young guys that may have packed it in. They know they're not making the playoffs, and even though Stamkos is, godlike, the guy is fantastic. It'll be a tough game. I think that's the game where I'm going to be like, okay, they got a shot if they don't mail it in, So it'll be interesting. I think the Toronto game, they need to come on at home. They got to beat Toronto. Toronto is, although they've been playing well, and I like the way they're playing, but now teams are going to start to think, let's just get out of here, Let's just mail it in. And the Rangers
have been playing at home, I think that that Toronto nails them.
You think the Rangers, how bad their road record, home record is, that will work against them? Work for Toronto.
That's correct.
That could be coming into the Garden, and they want to play, and the Rangers are just like, eh. World's most quietest arena. All right, let's get down to it.
Finucane wants seconds.
All right, really quick because we got less than a minute to go. I want to thank you guys for listening. We will be with you at some point next week. We'll let you know within the coming days. And I don't want to let you go. I don't want to let you go without this.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Sherman's bomb Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Sherman, forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough...
Good night, everybody.
Hey.
All right. You want a serious prediction? And I mean serious prediction.
Wait, you went 2 hours and you were not being serious?
This is serious. The off-the-record prediction.
No, you can hear it on the podcast.
I just couldn't get it out before.
They're gonna win 5 out of 6. They're gonna lose to Buffalo. They're gonna win 5 out of 6. I brought James on as well. Hi, James.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, James?
I was just listening, man. I keep seeing them losing by one point, and it's gonna be that 1 point we lost to Toronto. I don't know. Something's going in my head that's what's gonna happen.
5 out of 6. Mark it down. I'm telling you.
I wish I'd gotten the time to say this during the show was open. If people want to hear it on the podcast, the reason that I don't want them to make the playoffs, really, the real baseline reason, they've already hosed a real top five pick. That's gone. Basically,
right.
That's out the window. Okay, and that kind of ticks me off. But all right, so what? It is what it is. The real reason is, and that's why I was, if you were watching in the chat room, I was asking Jackie about her playoff ticket prices, okay? She got decent seats in the 200s, and they're like $130. So if you just take $100 as an average cost of a seat, which is low, in the Garden for a playoff game, they seat 18,200, right? So you're talking about $1.8 million in ticket revenue for one playoff game. Okay? That's why I don't want them to make the playoffs. Because every game is $2 million in seat revenue, okay, in gate revenue for Dolan. And if that happens, nothing freaking changes. Ever. You know, the worst case scenario, you've got at least 2 guaranteed playoff games. You've got the worst record, you're sneaking into the 8th spot, you're still going to get 2 games even if you're swept. So there's $4 million right there, and it's probably more than that, that comes in revenue, not even counting all the concessions and everything else. That's why I don't want them to make it.
Yes, but what about the guy that sells programs and beer? That's another 2 nights of work for him, TP. What about the poor guy that's got to take the train in?
He's still working.
You want to go with emotions, but the voice of reason has given you the skinny. He doesn't want any more money in Dolan's pocket. That's it. And James,
that's what it boils down to.
Now, James, you say 1 point they lose.
Yeah, something's telling me. Oh man, I could just see it, and it's that one damn point we lost to Toronto. It's going to come back and get him. Something's just telling me that.
Now, is that just because of years and years of getting screwed over by this team?
Yeah, you got it, man.
So that's
you hit the nail on the head. Come on, how many times do we just barely get screwed out of things? It's like that. What was it? 88 when we had a win that night, and the Devils had it. They had at least win or something. They ended up in overtime, and they ended up winning, and we got screwed out by that 1 point again. You know, It's John McClane.
Darren Pang played that game and played a hell of a game, went into overtime.
Yeah, so it's like I just that point was big to me. When we were watching it that night, I was like, man, okay. And when they blew it, it just said, first thing that went off in my head was, this point's going to mean a lot in the end, because they're going to come out and tease us again, just like always, bring us down to the wire, and I don't know. And even though the last 2 years we had Philly, the last game of the season or next to last, whatever, the last 2 years we beat them, for some tell me we're just going to be right there and then just screw it up somehow.
Did in that 88, did the Rangers lost to, was it Quebec? And then the
yes.
Devils beat the Blackhawks?
I think that was right, Jim.
Yes.
Yeah. And they had to, that's it. They had to get that point in overtime. If it would have went to a tie, we would have got in. But they scored in the OT, and we were out for the first time in a long time, man. And I remember that was a weird experience for me, because being a kid, I mean, we were always in the playoffs for years and years, and all of a sudden there was nothing, you know? And that was horrible that year.
What did you think about it? What are you laughing about? Go ahead.
I was thinking of the year they had 26 wins and made the playoffs.
'84-'85.
I mean, that's amazing. The Flyers had 113 points and finished first. The Rangers had 62 points, almost half as many points as the Flyers. And not surprisingly, they got swept out the first round by the Flyers.
Now, I was going to say, yeah, you know, James, you brought up the 88. Yeah, but, you know, we usually make it. I would say we make it more than we don't make it. I mean, as a pretender, we seem to get in. And then it's, you know, a debacle.
Exactly. Or we'll get in and we'll get swept. Or, you know, we'll look really – I mean, in a way, it's like, of course you want to get in. I mean, it's your team. You want to see them. But you don't want to see them get swept out either. You know, you don't want to see them go in – and look horrible. And like the way we destroyed the Islanders that first round in 94, that could happen to me. That something like that could happen, and then we'd look so ridiculous. It's like it's almost like I wouldn't even want to go through that to see that. You know, if we're going to get in, I hope they play the way they're supposed to play, and like they did last year against Washington. I mean, at least it took them to 7 games, and they played their hearts out. They lost, but, you know, what can you do? I don't want to see them go out, you know, like
James,
in a fizzle.
And you're
James,
absolutely
when,
right.
When,
and the bottom line is that my greatest fear is, especially the way that Washington crashes the net, is that in the first or second game, Lundqvist gets hurt.
Yeah, that's another thing.
See? And that's what I don't want to
see.
Shut
him down now?
You have no faith in Michael Roosevelt keeping the crease clear.
Yeah.
Well,
he's crazy.
Playing
good.
Once he gets the shopping cart going.
When I saw that A on Rosie's jersey, man, I couldn't believe it. I was like wiping my eyes. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know I need glasses now, but this is ridiculous. You know, I see this big A, and I'm like, no way. Can't be.
You know what that A is for?
Yeah, asshole.
Another three. No, the A stood for another 3 years.
I wanted to, you know, I don't know. I mean, last year, it was killer. I know they got outplayed in every game. Could they possibly get more outplayed than they got played last year? I guess the answer is
yes.
In
a series against Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It could be brutal.
They were in the Rangers zone the whole game. I went to two of those games. They were the most despicable games I've ever seen. I seen they get shut out, the worst seats possible. Couldn't even see the left side of the ice. I didn't have to see the ice. The Rangers were never in it.
Were you upstairs in the obstructed view?
Yeah, remember the obstructed view seats I got? Oh, God. It was horrible.
I tell you, though, something I would love to see is us going for at least the 8th seed against Philly and beating them. That I'd love to see. I hate Philly. I would love to get those 4 points from them to screw them out. You know what I mean? That I'd love to do, but I don't know. Anything else, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you, James, on that. I have a disdain for Philly that...
Oh, between the Phillies and the Flyers? Oh, God. And the Eagles?
Well, you guys are Giants fans. No. The Eagles, I feel bad for that Andy, what's his name? He's got all those sons of the drug addicts living in there.
But he got the money.
But,
and he got the
know.
Munchies. The kids did all the drugs, and Andy got the munchies.
And he was broke.
Me too. I saw my gut on that show. Holy cow, I wanted to take it to a deli slicer and just slice the thing off. So, seriously, man, I gotta get to work on that.
Hey, don't feel bad, man. I went to the doctor the other day. I gained another 7 pounds. She was going to kill me.
I know.
I just broke 250, man, for the first time, and she wanted to kill me, my doctor.
250?
250.
Oh, I'd love to be 250. Kidding me?
250.
My goal, mate.
What? 250. Boy, do I miss the eighth grade.
I mean, and now it's funny. It's great because my wife just, it sounds corny, but she just loves me the way I am, which is saying that she really, people with nets should be chasing her. But, but the thing is that now these doctors yell at you. I'm being like schooled.
Listen, your blood pressure's this. We've got to get it down. You've got to take this.
Yeah, but,
and every time I see him,
yeah,
being yelled at. A little
kid.
Yeah, but let's be fair here. You've lost a lot of weight.
Where?
I mean, you go back and... Oh, come on. I've stood next to you. You go back and look at your video, your classic opening. Yeah, I hear you. And, I mean, you've lost a lot of weight since that video was taken.
Yeah, I think I have. I mean, I have. But I think I gained a lot of... I know this, what is it, turning into Jenny Craig now? But still...
Next week on the show, Kirstie Alley.
I think I went off the wagon once the holidays. So I couldn't take it. I know the TV's supposed to add 10 pounds, but not 1,000. Look, I was ready to give birth.
Oh, Ed, man, I know the feeling, buddy.
Fell off the ring-ding wagon.
You have this mental image of what you look like, and in reality, the slouching.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
When you see the pictures and stuff,
Who's that fat bastard?
And this fat bastard, all I was doing while you guys were talking, while I was eating those little Chinese donuts and eating cheesecake, that ain't going to help me, is it?
I kept thinking of...
Speaking of which,
I'm gonna go
eat dinner in a minute here.
We're making
that,
Jim hungry.
The Monty Python, Leon's getting large.
Oh, no, that's from Airplane.
Oh, Airplane.
The Monty Python, the Monty Python thing was get the bucket. I couldn't eat another bite. Get the bucket. And the guy just explodes. Oh, it was so gross.
Oh, that's funny.
Some clarity. I'm with you, James. I would love to see them beat Philly to deny them chance to be in. That would be the greatest possible culmination of the season. And yet, my hope would be that we would wipe Philly out.
Yeah.
And Atlanta would get in instead of us.
That would be pretty good, huh?
Because I don't freaking want Dolan to get $2 million per night. I don't want it.
Yeah.
It just ticks me off to no end.
You know
and
what?
You
I
know
think
what?
It would be
great for.
But to me, Dolan's that are they billionaires? Like $2 million is like a drop in the bucket to them anyway. You know, to them it's probably like pocket change. So maybe it isn't as bad as we think it is.
I guess it's just principle.
You know what it is, though? It's consistent with DB's thinking is that the only way that anything is ever going to change is if their Dolan's pocketbook is hurt in any way, shape, or form.
And that would be nice if the people who are season ticket holders don't renew them, man. I mean, you love the team. Yeah, you love it and stuff, but if somebody is a season ticket holder and feels that way, then they should give up their tickets. I mean, if they don't feel that way, it's a different story. But if I was a season ticket holder and I felt like I'm getting screwed year after year, I mean, I would give them up personally. Like my uncle, he's a jet ticket season holder. Okay, he's been since the '60s, and he just didn't renew it this year because they asked outrageous prices now with the new stadium and this and that. He said it was going to cost him $80-something thousand for the next couple of years for his seat. And he says, I got a lot of better things to do $80,000 than give it to Hess and anybody else. So he, this is his first year. He's not going to have season tickets since he was a teenager. I mean, so
Leon,
you know,
Hess.
Yeah, whoever, you know, the organization, you know. Yeah, and I'm going back.
He's been on the team since, like, 1980.
Yeah, I know. What are they, Kraft? What's his name?
Years.
What's his name?
Woody
Johnson. Same name, Woody and the Johnson, right?
Woody, yeah.
Big Woody Johnson and the Wanger. Those would be a good team.
Why couldn't the Dolans have been mixed up with Bernie Madoff like Fred Wolpan was?
Oh, that would have been nice, yeah.
Wow.
Right? They could have lost, you know, $500-600 million. That might have put a dent in the kingdom.
Yeah.
The problem
wasn't there a rumor
that
Wilpon actually made money from Madoff? Was that ever confirmed?
Yeah, but knowing how stupid Wilpon is, it probably looked like he lost money.
Yeah.
Another idiot.
Oh, that guy makes me sick too. And they're still paying Bobby Bonilla, ain't they? I mean, they're not too smart.
Yeah.
They're still paying Bobby Bonilla, and they're crying about it a little bit here and there, trying to shore up the rotation or the bullpen. There's a couple guys they just missed out. I don't know what the hell they're doing. The pitching looks horrible. I'm afraid. I recorded some of the games, and I watched them, and Pelfrey looks like garbage. Maine says he wasn't interested, you know. I mean, Ollie is Ollie, like they always say, and he's horrible. The guy can't throw a damn strike when you need him to. And even Johan hasn't even looked good. So this is worrisome, guys.
Welcome to Mets fans.
My wife is a dedicated Mets fan for like forever. And she has said that if they don't do something this year, that she's abandoning them.
Ooh,
so that's how serious it is.
Well, you might as well tell her to pack a bag.
Yeah, right?
I can't do that, though. Since I'm a Yankees fan, I can't do it. I have to keep my mouth shut.
When they're mathematically eliminated on Independence Day, I have to, you know.
Yeah, we could see the free fireworks, though. Oh, they don't even do that no more. What did they do to the Gerucci brothers, right?
Yeah, the Gerucci's.
I don't know what they did.
All right, fellas. I'm going to go eat some dinner and watch Wolf on the TiVo.
Well, thanks for putting me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime, James. Guys, have a good night. Have a good holiday. Eddie, I'll probably talk to you tomorrow or something.
Okay, guys. Right, happy
take care, guys.
To you, man. Okay.
Happy Easter, boys.
Good night.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Same to you, guys. Happy Easter.
Take care.